Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back here on Rutherford Issues, presented by America's Thrift Stores, who are opening today, right now, grand opening, going on until about noon. Big store out at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. So stop by. They've got big savings, extra savings today. Always up to 70% off savings at America's Thrift. And the show is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Join the MTE EV Car Club. It's open to owners, fans, and just really anyone curious about electric vehicles. Find out more at mte.com/EV Car Club. I feel like I'm part of the paparazzi as State Representative Mike Sparks uses that 1997 phone.
Upgraded. That's a bad boy right there. That's a 16 Pro. That ain't that Ace 10 I had.
Already out of date.
Well, I know.
Are you going to run out and get a 17 Pro?
I'm not that type person.
Oh, I know.
No,
that's why you were saying, why won't my phone do this or that? It's like it wasn't built to do anything but make phone calls back in the day.
But I do like it.
Yeah. You're fully an iPhone, iPad person now.
I was Android at first. What do you like?
You were bucking the system.
I was a rebel.
Well, that's because the state gave you an iPad and said you had to use it.
Yeah, they did. I do have an iPad issued from the state.
Well, I mean, isn't that part of trying to go paperless you look up the bills and all that kind of stuff on the iPad?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of paper, man.
Is it paper or is it on the iPad?
Well, now you can go online and it's pretty much paperless. I mean, I'm kind of old school. I like having, well, I've got some stuff in my hand here that I brought in and something about Choice Lanes that TDOT gave me the other night. So I'm kind of old school. I like to have stuff in my hand.
Okay, so you don't mind killing trees?
No. No. I do love trees, though. Yeah.
Well, you can recycle.
Yeah, I do recycle.
There's a big effort going on with Recycle Tennessee and Donna Barrett.
I was really proud of Donna. I called her the other day. Somebody called me about an issue, and it was on their mind, and I said, well, you know, Donna would be good to talk to. And but they handed out at Rotary the other day a little recycling. It was a cool little fold-up box. Have you seen it? And you put old batteries in there. You've got one? Man, is that not neat?
I know what you did with yours. Throw them in the garbage, don't you?
I don't have a lot of batteries, but I always feel bad when I'm like, okay, what do I do with these batteries?
Can you imagine how many batteries we have here and go through?
No. You know, but I thought it was really good. And, you know, I was telling Donna, you know, I think the GOP, Republican Party, need to take more of an active role in recycling. And you know, I've always recycled, even when I was on the county commission, you know.
Yeah, we've actually got a story on our website about that. So,
but we've like you remember, you don't mean to get sidetracked, but you remember the convenience center on Weekly Lane at one time that was a pet drop off. You dropped off your cats and a pit bull would be in there and they drop off a kitty cat or puppies. You remember that? It made national news. BBC, I think, sent an investigative report out here.
That's been a while though, hasn't it?
It's been years ago.
I think it's Rutherford County Paws is now over on.
But the point
John
I'm making is we've come a long way.
I guess, except you. Yeah, here's the local recycling tip: what to know before dropping off at a Rutherford County convenience center. Yeah. RecycleRightTN.com. I didn't get the name right. So yeah. RecycleRightTN. But doing some good work there, and. That's one of the many stories you'll find on our website.
I told you about this former engineer, 92 years old. He said, hey, I seen your op-ed in the date. He said, I get my news from WGNS. And he wanted to meet with me.
You almost said daily something. But
He said his daily news.
His daily news?
Yeah. His daily news. That's how he gets it.
I mean, month over month, it's just amazing the number of people.
How much traffic y'all have?
It was over between 3.5 and 4 million page views last month.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain page views for.
That's the number of pages people go to. Yeah. I mean, you might go to 10, but.
Yeah, on what? Like you just went to 5 pages just now or 3?
I just opened up the homepage.
Okay, and then you went to the recycle.
No, I didn't. I just read the headline.
Okay.
I'm pretty smart like that.
I mean, it's pretty impressive. You know, it really is.
Well, I mean, even our YouTube channel is growing. We had 39,000 hours watched last week.
You know, I pulled up Alice Rowley had an article about, or she was on another station in Nashville, huge 100,000 watt, And I looked at the view count and I thought, man, we get more view counts. We get more view counts on my show than what they had on that show.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I'm not gonna say the name, but it was 100,000 watch station. So pretty impressive. But that's how, if it wasn't for that op-ed, he wouldn't have called me about the,
what did John, is the, John Bridges?
John Bridges.
What did he share with you?
He, you know, he's an author and he's 92 years old. Well, I didn't really understand the back of his history. He grew up, he went to Central School. They had a farm out here. And he said, you know, later they, back in the 60s, he bought some lots and moved up there, kind of the Antioch area. But now he's seen the op-ed about the, just the concept. What could we not do a tunnel to Murfreesboro, Smyrna, from Nashville instead of B&A? I mean, the B&A projects is happening. I happened to be with the engineer at Rotary this week, and I heard the presentation.
Have they already started?
Yeah, they're boring. I mean, they're boring. They're cutting it.
That's why it's called the Boring Company.
The Boring, yeah. And presentation wasn't boring, but it was really pretty cool. To me, I've always been a fan of Elon Musk, and I honored him 3 years ago with a House proclamation on the floor. And, you know, some other people didn't like it, voted no. I don't know why people just want to be so Debbie Downers, man. I mean, you got a good idea. Let's roll with it. Don't matter who, if it's Democrats or Republicans. But well,
pick the most polarizing guy in America.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be polarizing. I mean, I love that he bought Twitter. I'm a big fan of the First Amendment. I think First Amendment's kind of been under attack. I mean, you'll get canceled if you ain't careful, you know. And I think it's a little better now, but he opened up, bought Twitter and but losing money, I guess, at that time. But this guy called me, John called me. He's a former, I didn't know, he's an engineer at Aladdin Industries, if you remember Aladdin. And he helped design
the carpet?
Not that Aladdin.
Just kidding.
But he designed a lot of the thermal mugs. I didn't know this. And he, you know, I guess they held patents on that. And he said he still gets calls from people. But it was really fascinating meeting with him. He said, Mike, I seen your, you know, the you're talking about the tunnel, Murphy. What could we not look at this? But he hand carved this Cybertruck. It's a little model, bigger than a shoebox. Even got lights in this thing and tail lights. But he designed it to where the back of it could carry more people and handicap accessible. I mean, this guy's 92 years old, and he's also hand carved these other models of cars. I mean, he had a $250,000 car sitting there, 41 Lincoln, old Willys Jeep, some old Studebakers. Really fascinating to sit there with him. But he said, I've always been a fan of Elon Musk. And I thought he bought this at like Hobby Lobby. He built it. I mean, just hand carved it. And he's done that with several. He's got a Batmobile that he designed or, you know, carved up. And it was really interesting sitting with him, listening to history. But here's a 92-year-old guy that cares about congestion, cares about traffic relief. And, you know, just yesterday, as a lot of folks know, we had another fatality on I-24 that just shut the whole interstate system down. So we're reaching a crisis. I mean, people had to walk to the airport the other day. I've never heard of that happening because the traffic isn't so bad that people got out and carrying the luggage and going to the airport.
And part of that is the construction that they're doing over there to try to widen some of the lanes, I guess, on Briley or whatnot, wherever. But I can't tell you the last time I went to Nashville. I avoid it.
Well, stay away from it.
Why go? I mean, but the choice lanes, isn't there something coming up about choice lanes or public comment?
Tuesday night, TDOT hosted a meeting over there at Smyrna, the event center.
That's already happened.
That happened Tuesday night. Okay. Yeah, it was a great meeting. In fact, one of my students in class, he didn't really have an idea for a story. And I just said, hey, man, here's a good story. And so my professor, Dan Eschenfelder, he's sent him over and he covered it. But it's kind of funny watching these students because they had literally never turned on a camera. And they're like, I mean, I'm not saying that they just throw them out there, but you got to learn. You know, I'm going back and auditing a class because I had this class 8 years ago, but we didn't have a lab back then. You know, I had Chris Clark. Remember Chris Clark, the anchorman? I had his class. He hired Oprah.
He wasn't in the movie, though. He was an actual anchorman at Channel 5. Yes.
Well, I was kidding one day. I said, have you seen the documentary about Anchorman? And he looked at me. He goes, what? I said, you know, the documentary about Anchorman, you know, the movie. And
starring Will Ferrell.
Yeah, and I said, you know, starring Will Ferrell. And he looked at me. He gave me this mean look. He never watched the movie. And the students started laughing, but he looked at me. with disgust. I think he just didn't like the
You
humor.
Get that a lot, don't
yeah,
you?
I do. And he looked at me like, how dare you? But I would often bring him coffee. I was here, Mr. Clark, here's some coffee. Is this decaf? I'm like, no, sir, it's full throttle. He says, I can't have this. I said, why would you even choose decaf? What's the point in having coffee if it's decaf, you know? Well, great guy, though. It was so cool because I grew up, we grew up listening to Chris Clark.
Have you had a prostate exam yet?
Man, I don't even want to go there.
Well, I'm just saying, all that coffee.
Jesus, man. No, yeah.
Size anyways, of the grapefruit.
I know. Anyway. I think coffee's good for you, personally.
Do you?
I think so, you know. I did go to the doctor the other day, and he said, well, you may want to slow down and try some decaf, but he said, hey, it's Dr. Alley.
Decaf, yeah. They've come a long way in terms of taste and stuff.
It's just the thought it's decaf. I mean, it's just the thought.
I've given you decaf here before and you didn't know it. So, choice lanes, back to that. Yeah. There are a lot of opinions, I think, but I don't know. I understand the argument, but I don't know that there's a lot of public support for it. I don't know that people believe it's really going to help.
We got to do something, though. We got to do something. I mean, it's a crisis. And it's also getting to be a public safety issue. We've had two murders right there in Laverne and Smyrna, and I was doing a news report with another station in Nashville, and I was doing it at the car wash at Huna. I may have shared this with you.
You have.
Giving that nurse a ride, and her car keeps breaking down. And that same car wash, 5 days later, I talk about strange coincidences, and it was a coincidence. A cop was beat up at the car wash, Brian. A female cop got in a altercation with a hit and run and was beat up there at the car wash 5 days after I'm at the car wash talking about public safety and how dangerous it's getting. There's no metro officers. I seen one the other day. I've called, and people don't believe me, you call yourself and just test me. 862-8600. You'll be put on hold. They finally had an officer in the center lane of the people driving the center lane. I mean, it is just getting very hazardous. Someone was doing donuts the other day. Motorcycles, just dirt bikes up and down the road, people running red lights. And I talked to the troopers tonight at this TDOT Choice Lane event, and they said, yeah, we had a lawmaker call in. So that was me. Just say, man, y'all have got to start getting some patrols up here. Don't go to Nashville if you can avoid it, because it's starting to get dangerous.
Do you understand the skepticism, though, with choice lanes?
Choice lanes. People are always skeptic to change. People don't want change. Let's just face it. We were talking about another issue with Murfreesboro and that Mercer Airport. People don't like change, but change is inevitable. I mean, if these planning committees are approving every development that comes before them, every apartment comes before them, you know, look at this traffic. Look at the people moving in California and Chicago and New York and from overseas and illegal immigration. I mean, we've got a huge mess on our hands and we've got to do something. I think the choice lanes, partnering with the private sector, only makes good sense. Now, it's a choice. Like a friend of mine was debating.
You're going to make the choice to pay to drive on those lanes.
Yeah, it's your
lanes.
Choice. Like Danny Brewer, I'll call him my cousin now because we're kind of related now. He says, well, it's a toll. I said, no, it's a choice. He said, but it's a toll. I said, but it's your choice to take the toll. It's your choice. Right now, you don't have a choice. You got to be stuck in that traffic. You have a choice for that. We go. You could choose to carpool, but nobody even carpools anymore. But we've got to do something. And it's like this engineer that called me.
So is it going to be a cost-effective way? I mean, how cost-effective will your choice be if you choose to use the choice lanes?
Well, Dr. Krause, who I think dearly of, he called Lexus lanes, you know.
Well.
You know, or the Tesla lane, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, to me, we've got to do something.
Because you're going to have to pay for it, and it's going to be paid for that way, correct?
Yeah, or what you could do is you just say, well, you know what, we're just going to raise the gas tax, and we're going to buy more right away. We're going to add more lanes. I don't think that's the fix. Here's the people. The people that study this.
Well, is that a state thing or a federal thing on the interstate?
Well, it'd be both. I mean, we're both going to have money. You know, skin in the game on this. Mm-hmm. But these are experts. And like I mentioned on Facebook, you always get your armchair quarterbacks. All of a sudden, they're all traffic engineers now. None of them showed up, by the way, at the meeting. You know, and it's the same usual suspects. And I love people's opinion because sometimes people have great ideas, and that's how I learn. But to me, it's not a cure-all, but we've got to do something. And one thing, at Metro
– What are other areas doing? I mean, is this something other that other states, other places that are congested like we are?
Well, I've heard, you know, North Carolina and Indiana on these lanes. I haven't went and looked at them. I do plan on trying to go to Vegas because the engineer on the B&A tunnel had said, hey, if anybody wants to come out there, you know, we could set up a tour, let you see it. But you talk about efficient.
And tour Harris, too, while you're there?
No. But if you look at the efficiencies,
yeah.
I mean, boom, boom, boom. They've got this thing efficient. And you look at the WeGo right now. Who wants to drive the WeGo when you're worried about a shooting at the bus stop when you've got a lot, sadly, unfortunately, you have a lot of homeless people right out there in front of the state capitol?
Well, I'm not sure how many people are going to use that. I mean, I think we talked about this last time. There's a documentary online that there's this guy who goes around and he rides public transportation and shows his ride and does all of that and you know, rides subways and gives reviews, and he rode the Music City Star. The Music City Star, for what it costs and what it does, is the least used public rail system in the world.
Really?
In the world.
Okay.
He was on it, did, you know, like two trips to the Capitol and back, and one of those trips, he and his producer were the only people on it.
Really? Well, I've got a guy, Jacob Pagel, he's been on the show with me. He's in a wheelchair. He's going to be my intern this year. Good, great young man. And I was like, hey, how are you going to do transportation? He said something about doing the train. And I was like, I don't see how that's going to really fit you. I said, you probably need to get with some other interns and maybe pull your resources, you know, time. And he was able to get up these steps. You know, he was able to just walk up with walkers on his arms. And I said, you probably need to do the WeGo, because the WeGo shows up right in front of the Capitol. So for him,
doesn't the train show right up in front of the Capitol or right downtown?
I think it's, but then you still have to hop over.
Yeah.
You still have to get over. But I mean, going back on the choice lanes, it is a choice. We have to do something. Partner with the private sector, to me, only makes good sense.
Is there an estimate of how a percentage of how much traffic a choice lane would take off of 24 for those people who are not going to be able to use choice lanes? I mean, is it 10%? Is it 15? Do
we have any clue? I haven't heard what the percentage would be, but I know, you know, they're estimating upwards of 174,000 vehicles are traveling that I-24 corridor, and it's the most congested state.
Every day, 174,000 every day?
Well, upwards. I mean, it may be 140,000 on one day, and then maybe on
sure,
peak,
I mean, that's an average.
Something thousand.
That's but a per-day average.
During COVID, I could make it to Nashville, you know, 40 minutes. But now it's an hour and a half to get back to Murfreesboro. Even the student who in my class at
40 minutes from Smyrna?
From Smyrna, that was during COVID. There was no cars on the road.
Well, I was going to say, I thought you'd get there quicker, as fast as you
drive. Well, I mean, I tried to.
It was really anyways. 30.
yeah. But this just guy in class, young man, he said, my gosh, he claimed it took him an hour and something to get from MTSU.
I can imagine.
To Smyrna. But it is a choice. I think we're heading in the right direction. It's not a perfect, but I love this Voltaire quote. And he said, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. So when we keep waiting in life for everything to be perfect, 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 perfect's never going to happen.
What – I mean, where are we at in this choice lane stuff? I've only got like a minute, but I mean, are we still in public comment?
Yeah, they're taking comments up to October 23rd. If folks want to go to you can email them at t.24choicelanes@t.gov or call 451-8039.
There's a QR code on there.
Yeah,
I'll put that on the podcast. How about that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're looking for folks' feedback. I think they've done a good job. And like I say, you know, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And I think this is good. It's better than what we've got currently. Nobody wants to stay the same and then continue to suffer these problems.
Well, what I was going to say is look at Atlanta, you know, and people are saying that the Nashville area is becoming Atlanta.
Yes.
So that'll make Murfreesboro the buckhead to Atlanta. And just, they don't have any answers. They've just got like 18 lanes, you know, and it's scary. That's like the worst place you'd ever want to drive is in Atlanta.
I dread going out there.
All right, Mike. Appreciate you coming in this morning. State Representative Mike Sparks, you'll be on the air on Sunday at 5 o'clock.
5 to 6.
Yeah. Conversations with Mike Sparks. He has guests, but they don't get to talk. That's coming up on Sunday night at 5. Hope you'll join us then. We'll see you tonight at Stewart's Creek for the ball game.